Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you're listening to Fresh Manna, our daily bread, spiritual food, and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. We're coming to you today with our Strengthening the Family discussion, Purging Your House, Pruning Your Family Tree. It is one of our books of the month by author, Pastor, well-known evangelist, Perry Stone. If you do not have this book, you need to get it. You can order it from your Christian bookstores. Amen. Praise God. Also, you can go online. We will have it available on the Oasis News publication website. Amen. Praise God. Under the Lighthouse Bookstore, or you can contact me directly on Facebook or Google Plus if you'd like to have this book. Amen. Praise God. We've been discussing this book in our book club, and we have learned so much. And I'm looking at all of the information that Evangelist Perry Stone has put in this book. It's just so full. I have different chapters highlighted, and I still have not gotten to all of this book. And I like to go back over books that I've read. That's why I buy my own books, so I can highlight them, like my notes or whatever. When I know that I'm dealing with certain issues, I not only refer to my Bible, but I also encourage saints to read books that can help you, amen, in your engagement of whatever situation that you may be dealing with. So if you're struggling with family issues, this is the book you must have. Amen, praise God. Because it gets to the root of the problem that a lot of people are dealing with, and that's the family tree. Knowing what's on your family tree. Now, do you realize so many people are not aware of their family roots? Amen. And then they wonder why certain behavior or characteristics begin to manifest itself in our children at young ages. You say, where did that come from? Well, just like the doctor, when he asks you to fill out paperwork on your family history, and it has on there all these types of symptoms for various diseases, and they expect for you to do a thorough check so that they know what they're dealing with. Has this disease just recently started? Is this something that's been passed on from generation to generation? If so, have any lives been lost? And so if we do that concerning our physical bodies, we need to do the same thing concerning our tree, our family trees, and knowing who we are spiritually. And not only that, a lot of times there are certain traits that run in our families. And if you're not aware of it, you're going to be caught off guard when that trait shows up in your generation. And so I'm really thankful that my mother taught me years ago about knowing the family, you know, what the shortcomings were in the family. Who has an anger problem? Okay, amen, praise God. Who has a drinking problem? All right. Has anyone died from a certain disease? Is there mental instability in the family? Okay, amen. We oftentimes don't really want to know the ugly truth for what it is. And because we ignore it, we allow it to destroy us. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It is my intention to know as much as possible about my family heritage, the good and the bad and the ugly. That way I have a better grip on how to defeat those things that are destroying my family. I want to present to you at this time one of our leading ladies of distinction, Minister Juliana Nieto from Alma, Michigan. Amen, praise God. She's going to be coming and talking to you from Chapter 6 of the book for the next 10 minutes and give you some highlights, amen, praise God, from Chapter 6, amen, praise God, so that you can really know about what it is in your family tree. What can you expect? How does your family tree come together? There are four parts of a family tree. Do you even know what they are? Well, she's going to come and tell you right now, and then I'm going to share some more with you on today. God bless you, Minister Juliana. You're on the air.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Minister Juliana Nieto, and I'll be telling about the four parts of a family tree. First, I want to read from Job chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. King James Version. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. 8. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. And that's the scripture I'm going to speak about. Now, as we go on, and the Bible says, the characteristics, actions, or personalities of a people can represent certain traits. One, the oak represents the strength and determination of Abraham. The cedar represents Solomon, the builder, alluded to David, who continually survived life's storms. The willow tree, hallelujah, was a tree of sorrow that represents the captivity, the captive nation of Babylon. So, you know, studying those, praise God, those are the four trees, hallelujah. All right, those represent, hallelujah, as the four parts of a family also have these same characteristics. And the four parts, and they help, is a healthy tree, healthy family tree, hallelujah. The roots, hallelujah, the trunk with the roots, the leaves and branches, and the fruit. You know, so every part, these four parts are in a family tree. Also, this sounds like, you know, we're talking about a tree, but also the family. This is how our families, family trees should be, strong and determined to grow and to mature, you know, and to work together. Glory be to God. Okay, thank you, Jesus. The root, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The roots are the early foundation and beginning of family. You know, so we start out, these families way back in Abraham, our families, Adam and Eve, families were God created, made this to be so. So from the very foundation of families, you know, the beginning, we need to know our roots, where our roots are, and study them and know what they are and work on them. Two, the trunk is the strength of a family. Big, it's got a big trunk, and its oak tree is strong, and that's how we should be as a body of you know, also in the body of Christ, you know, being together, working together, strengthening one another, and to building our family tree. Also within the family, working together and making sure, hallelujah, that each and every one knows, hallelujah, that they can be strong in Jesus, praise God, you know, being with him. And then the leaves, they are the beauty of the protective, praise God, they are the protective covering for the family, you know, and that's like, praise God, I look at it as a covering. We need to be covered, like the leaves cover the tree and protect the tree and the fruit, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is our covering, and it covers us as a family. We should be under the blood, covering us and protecting us, praise God, so that we can stay together, you know, and grow as a unit in a family, praise God, being together and having that covering over us. The first and the fruit is the fourth, hallelujah, part, are the spiritual results and blessings that follow. So we need to be in the spiritual realm, so our fruit, you know, as we're growing with God and our branches are growing out, our leaves are growing out, we're in our families, together we need to just draw closer to God so that we can have that spiritual and receive the blessings for the family, you know, to follow the family. And we have to be careful also that these four parts are in working order, that we have it in, you know, lining up with the Word of God, as it says, you know, that we should line up to His Word and do, and strengthening praise God, each and every part of our family tree. Hallelujah. Pruning it, making it clean, you know, and so that planted them, then we watered them, and then they would grow. And every so often, they would take go. We would go through and prune the plant so that it could grow, you know, and flourish and grow to be the biggest plant that it should be. And then the fruit, hallelujah, will be the tomatoes will just grow. I mean, they would just big and beautiful, and you know, and just. Glory be to God. Thank God for that, you know, that. So we have to be careful, even though we have storms and we go through drought, cold weather, you know, that destroy floods, destroy insects, will destroy the praise God, the blood, I mean the body, the tree, you know, because they get into the tree, inside the tree or the plant, and they eat it out from inside out. And that, in ourselves, sin. We need to be careful and make sure that we apply the blood of Jesus and that we repent daily and just cleanse our bodies from all sin so that we can be rooted and grounded in his word, being fruitful, being strong, and just working the four parts of the tree in our family tree also. And I pray that you have received something from what I have said. Praise God, and that you further, and as it was said, encourage you to get this book, Purging Your House, Pruning Your Family Tree. It's a very good book, and it's backed up with scripture. Praise God, and you can get more study out of it in Jesus' name. And that's all I have for that, for chapter 6. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Juliana, again, you can order this book from the Oasis News Publication website, amen, praise God, under the Lighthouse Bookstore, amen, praise God, and it will be shipped to you directly. And also, what we really want to encourage you is get the book for yourself. You know, you can check it out, amen, praise God, at your local Christian bookstore in the city that you live in. Because like she's talking about, there's so much information here. We want to know how to rid our homes and family of demonic influence and generational oppression. Right now I am... And just not right now, but for several years now, I have been battling the spirit of depression and mental illness with family members in my immediate family. And I was told years ago that this was these spirits, because they are spiritual, as well as ailments of the mind. I don't want you to misunderstand me. Depression is a sickness. It is a disease that robs you of your vitality, your will to live, your will to enjoy life. And they do have medication with some very strong side effects for people that are dealing with depression. And if you don't get it up under control spiritually, there are other strong spirits that accompany depression. Suicide is one of them. And this is why I tell you, you need to read. When someone, whether it's you or your family, is diagnosed with a specific ailment of the mind, you need to study. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved as a workman. Need it not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to find out what it is. How does that thing operate? What brings it on? What triggers it? Certain things cause certain spirits. The Bible said, give no place to the enemy, to the devil. So when we allow certain thoughts, self-pity is one of them. Feeling sorry for yourself. Amen. It is just a small spirit, self-pity. But when you continue to dwell on things resentment and bitterness, unforgiveness. These are spirits that make and pave the way for depression to enter into your life. And that's a strong spirit. The Bible calls it a strong man. It is not easy to relinquish. And you've got to really know how to do spiritual warfare to get rid of it. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with in Sir Perry's book, Chapter 11, Bind Devil and Loose Saints. In Matthew 16 and 19, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I was sharing with the saints this morning, it's time for us to get real. It's time for us to stop being passive and get passionate about serving God. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. I don't go to church to be entertained. I go to church to be strengthened. Church should not be a place to go shop the latest fashion. It needs to be a place where we go, regardless of what we have on, to be taught the word of God and know how to defeat our enemy, the devil. In chapter 11, he talks about how to discern real evil and the first principle of warfare. Some people don't even know that, amen, praise God, and we say we're Christians, yet people don't believe in demonic spirits, evil spirits, unclean spirits, princes of the air, rulers of darkness, amen, that are present on this earth to hinder, disrupt, and even destroy the purpose of God and eventually the souls of men. This has been going on since, amen, God created the heavens and the earth and Lucifer's fall from grace. There has been the angels of God and the angels of Satan in angelic warfare, okay? And you read all, that is in the Bible. It's very much so, amen. In the 10th chapter of Daniel, it talks about angelic wars. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How they opposed Daniel for 3 weeks from delivering, amen, the understanding of a vision. There was an opposing of evil prince spirits, the prince of Persia in Daniel 10 and 13, and the prince of Greece in verse 20. And they were actively engaging God's messengers in a struggle to prevent spiritual understanding from reaching Daniel. Even though he may not have seen it with the human eyes, Daniel knew that his prayers were being hindered. We've got to know, amen, praise God, that when we're praying and those prayers are not coming to pass and being manifested, or we're not getting the answer, that there is usually some type of satanic, demonic activity that you don't see. But it is real. And amen, praise God. And we have to rebuke Satan. In Zechariah 3 and 2, we have to rebuke him, as in Jude, the 9th chapter. Amen, praise God. We have to take authority and bind these spirits that come, these demonic evil spirits that come to steal, kill, and destroy. God has given us power over all the works of the enemy. He begins to talk about the spiritual power and authority of the life of the believer. And the first thing is, you've got to have a spirit of discernment. You got to be able to know that, why is that person that you love acting out? Okay? Let me tell you one demon that has a stronghold on a lot of people, and that's the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear has torment. That's what the word says. Okay? Amen. Praise God. And he comes. This spirit comes, amen, to get control over your thoughts and your actions to the point it robs you of your peace. A person that is fearful can't sleep. A person that is fearful is tormented, always thinking that something or someone is after them to get them. They always are feeling, amen, praise God, alone and isolated, because that's the way the enemy wants them to feel, so that they can get more control over their mind and over their thoughts. The real struggle against satanic power of temptation is to affect the mind. You better hear me, okay? To get emotional and physical control, to hinder the believer at all times. And it's a secret battle a lot of times because you're going through an internal conflict. A lot of times it's from the roots of bitterness. This is in your family tree. Unforgiveness. I ain't going to never forget what you did to me. Strife. Strife, amen, brings contention and discord. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Okay? Amen. Fear, as I've already talked about. Amen. Praise God. These are just some of the spirits that we need to learn how to take authority over. And then this one spirit in particular, seducing spirit. You got to hear me on today. Amen, praise God. The Greek word for seducing is plenos. It alludes to an imposter that deceives. To seduce in a spiritual sense means to pull a person away from the truth. The reason deception works is because people either ignore or reject the truth. They don't want to hear it. But I'm praying to God for not only my family, but for the saints of God, that God will open up your ears. The Bible said with all the getting understanding, we need to be more sensitive to what God is saying. We need to, amen, seek the truth for ourselves and not just believe everything somebody tell you. Seek it out by searching the scripture for yourself, reading and meditating on the word, and then build a close relationship with God through prayer. This is how you do spiritual warfare. And there are principles of spiritual warfare that we need to know. And the first principle of victory during warfare is to have the right information and knowledge. You need to be informed about your enemy. You need to know how Satan operates. Amen, praise God. Oh, it might start off as such an insignificant thing. But then, amen, that you allow that to fester. And you allow it to grow, and like a rotten piece of fruit, if you leave it in the basket with good fruit, it will contaminate the whole basket. We've allowed things to enter into our hearts and into our lives to contaminate us. Amen. To contaminate our goodwill towards others by having jealousy and envy. Amen. Praise God. By gossiping and backbiting when we need to be praying and encouraging. Amen. Praise God. If we talk less and we pray more, we would have more victory in our lives. But we're too busy picking apart and finding fault with one another, and it's a strategy of Satan to keep us divided. Yes, we are many members, but we're one body. Oh, I pray that you will get this book, Purging Your House, Pruning Your Family Tree. I pray that you will begin to read the word of God for yourself and let it become alive. And then most importantly, I pray that you would seek knowledge so that you can strengthen your family and that you can take authority over the works of the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. Thank you for joining us on today. God bless you.